Our spiritual mission has been to be protectors and caretakers of all life forms, and of the spiritual knowledge of our star elders, by saving in our memory their teachings of the long soul evolution. Of all hybrids created on Earth, only my people, some bird people in their guardian angels' forms, and the elementals, have remained faithful to our original spiritual mission, in spite of mistakes along their road. This is why we still gather with the elementals and little people to celebrate our spiritual bonds, and we wish for your human people to join with us and reintegrate the council of our star elders with us. Chapter 45. My Sasquatch people were created in the Agartha, the underworld below the intergalactic cities of our star elders, around 50 million years before your human people, in a time when Earth was recovering from a series of cataclysms and climate changes. We were created in a land known to you as Lemuria or Mu, which covered in its earliest and largest extent a good part of the Pacific Southwest and half of the Indian Ocean, with Ortranesa being its remaining land masses above water. It consisted in the largest portion of the former continent of Austra, which included Africa, Antarctica and South America. When the artificial moon of the Archons crashed in the North Atlantic, the surrounding land masses suffered from severe seismic activities for ages, while on the opposite side of the planet, in Lemuria, the volcanic eruptions considerably extended and enlarged the land masses. After ages, the continents stabilized, but Lemuria was the first one to see its ecosystems reflourish and life fructify and thrive. In the Dharmic way of the cosmic order, it is understood that the elimination of a physical threat, like an invading army, is but a temporary measure bringing only a short-term solution, but postponing the ultimate resolve of the problems. The hundreds of millions of souls forming the armies of the lower lords, on their destroyed artificial moon and former planet Apollyon, still had to continue their evolutionary process. Some were sent back to the star systems they were brought from, others scattered through space like lost souls, most got captured by the Archons in their surviving underworld bases. The destruction of the metallic moon, Tiamat, and of planet Maulk had definitively ended the invasion of the lower lords and protected Earth from falling under their domination. But they kept their hold on. Large parts of the underworld, where they kept waging war to spread their domain, and from where they launched at times surprise attacks on some outposts of the Star Council. Also, their survivors on Mars, with the few stargates they operated, still posed a long-term threat that needed to be prevented fast. It is in this climate of long-term guerrilla warfare for the protection of Earth and our solar system, that my mammal people was conceived and created. From our origins, we were initiated into the spiritual understanding of the evolution of Earth and of the Dharmic laws of the Omniverse, by our star elders, as well as by our elder brothers, elementals, ant people, lizard people and bird people, with whom we were educated and trained, learning our mission. We were meant to be powerful spiritual warriors, able to face the most terrifying forces, physically or psychically, and to survive in every condition. We were built to have no need for any external material support, but we were taught to pilot several types of spacecrafts and operate sophisticated devices and weapons, to assist our star elders in their mission as watchers and protectors of the cosmic order in our solar system. We were dispatched in large numbers to Mars, where we fought and overthrew the kingdoms of the Archons established there. Their extended use of nuclear weapons eventually caused their destruction, the death of the Red Planet. After this victory won in long battles, the risk of a massive invasion from within our system was gone. This is why you can see a giant face of one of ours on that planet, a monument to our contribution. So since our early beginning and through the first stages of our existence, my Sasquatch people has been actively involved in protecting life and spiritual consciousness on Earth and in our solar system. Many have sacrificed their lives to save ours, and guarantee a better future for our collective evolution. We each have our own individual consciousness, but are not split apart from the greater soul of our species. So every Sasquatch can access our collective memory and the knowledge of our ancestors. Chapter 46. Through this ever-evolving consciousness over ages and eons in the omniverse, we learn that our beliefs are but relative explanations to satisfy our limited understanding to which we are emotionally attached. In the bigger picture of the multiverse and the greater equation of eternity, our beliefs are only altered versions of the reality, partially filtered by our limited perceptions and conceptions. Beliefs are thus only relevant in the measure they influence our behaviors, attitudes and actions, and their results. In this time of urgency on our home planet, with the crippled collective memory of the human people, it is not so important to learn or believe the whole story we just told you about our star elders and elder hybrids. What matters is the spiritual understanding we are wishing to share with your people. Realize that you are not the only species of intelligent spiritually conscious beings in the omniverse nor the most ancient and evolved societies, neither are you superior to all, nor the center of the omniverse. Belief systems suggesting that someone paid for your sins long ago, that you know the whole truth, that you have dominion over all life, so you can live carelessly without respecting other lives, that your people can do better than nature, or that you turn to nothingness at death, do not make you responsible for your actions and their consequences on the evolution of consciousness and of your environments. Some belief systems are suggesting that some people are inferior to you and deserve to suffer, or insisting that some souls will be saved and rewarded, while others will suffer eternally, or that only a belief in a doctrine, a magic formula or a code of laws will allow you to avoid judgment and death. Those misconceptions only keep you divided in fear, conflicts and hatred, disconnected from the soul. Those belief systems, devised by the lower lords, keep your minds enslaved, for serving their agenda. The soul feels the empathy and the compassion that you must awaken to heal and improve your path. Sooner or later, all souls evolve, either into higher levels of consciousness, or to be recycled into a void of unconsciousness. As long as beings are sentient and have free will, they are given the choice to heal, learn and grow into higher consciousness. Even the lower lords and the souls they control always have the possibility to improve and change their ways. These include many of your own human people on many levels, not just reptilians you tend to fear. The masters of Dharma work for the healing of all. If you are to have beliefs, choose some that will lead you towards a greater universal peace and unity with all life, that will teach you to live in harmony and respect with the natural laws of the universe, that will inspire you to love, work for healing, helping, caretaking all life, leaving good tracks for the future evolution of Earth and consciousness, after your physical shell returns to molecular stardust. Spiritual understanding is more important than beliefs, differing from them, as it is based on evolving. It comes from individual and collective wisdom, learned from experience, applied and proven efficient. The awareness that everything is consciousness and energy, that you are consciousness incarnated in stardust, that your planet is one among numbers beyond your understanding, that every causes and actions have effects, that your thoughts influence matter and the crystallization of water, that your soul is immortal and holds your psychic powers, all this knowledge is the for your consciousness to rise. You can choose to ignore the spiritual awakening happening and so much needed to provide help for this planet, remain in the old indoctrination, enslaving structures and institutions of the lower lords, and keep destroying life on Earth. Then, all this evolution your people have done would have been in vain. Or you can choose to rise above your outdated mentalities and behaviors, and evolve into peace. Chapter 47. Yes, little brother, once again tonight, one of ours visited you and manifested, to bring you confidence. You heard a gentle hoot you were getting familiar with calling you out, and there she was, standing half hidden behind the stump. She waved at you to let you know clearly that she came only for meeting you. Then you saw her slowly fading into the astral plane, turning into a vague shadow, until she vanished. You are becoming accustomed to these manifestations from us, especially since you have returned to this place where you are now, where you have been channeling and transcribing our message at our request. It is in this same place where you started your quest to meet my people just over a year ago and where we started manifesting around you and calling you. You didn't understand then what was happening when strong whirlwinds would suddenly come to shake your shelter and stop at your door, followed by heavy steps on your roof, or when you heard our calls around or our whispers close to you. You couldn't believe your eyes when you saw me looking at you through your window, one dark night. But since, you have been around a large territory and have heard or met our people in 5 locations. You have connected with our soul and have been receiving our telepathic messages on a regular basis. You can hear our thoughts and transcribe them in human speech. We chose you to choose the words. You are only one, among a circle of ambassadors we selected, to speak for us, your human people. You have been put in contact with several of them, including some women who carried our hybrids. Of course, it might be hard for most humans to believe, as even for you at times, that we are indeed the ones transmitting these messages to you, to be interpreted and shared with your human people. This is why our sister visited you tonight, to confirm to you that we wished to continue our transmission. You had heard some of our sisters greet you twice before, as a sign that you are now part of our family. The duration of your lifespan is but a brief breath of eternity, which must be lived purely and wisely. The state of your world demands urgent awakening and changes. The short time available is precious. This situation your people are in, with your obliterated collective memory and loss of ancient wisdom, without purpose or direction, requires immediate reconnection with the empathy and compassion of your soul. Your short lifetime may not allow for you to learn every detail about the long past history of Earth, the many species of star beings or hybrids and their specific stories, or their civilizations, but it should all be used to return to balance with the natural cosmic order, in dharmic peace with all life. One reason why you and others have been contacted by us is that your souls have been prepared on their long paths of spiritual growth. This is also part of a long-term greater evolution that has long been foreseen and planned for these times. Many of the ambassadors we have psychic communications with also carry some of our DNA, making them predisposed to connect with our collective soul memory. When your great-great-grandfather and his twin brother were found as orphans around the age of 8 in the wide wilderness of the Northwest Territories, they were living in a rudimentary hut of branches, covering themselves with rawhides and spoke no intelligible language. They were the twin hybrids of a local native woman and one of my Sasquatch people. The two native trappers who found them, adopted one each and gave them their names. This happened so that they could learn human speech and customs, and act as ambassadors, while bringing our genetic memory into your human lineage. Your hybrid ancestor became a well-loved and respected man in his Métis community, where you found his grave last year, partly solving the riddle of your ancestral roots. This explains why you have heard our call since young age. But the full meaning became clearer only recently when we explained it for your understanding. Now you know why you have always felt we were real, for being part of us. So yes, you are one of us, as are many more of your human people than they would believe, since we have kept sharing our genes over the generations. This makes you connected to the greater soul of our species, with easier abilities to communicate, since you have met our people. But all souls can connect. But as the voice speaking to you on behalf of the greater soul of our Sasquatch people, guiding you in your learning and understanding of my people and of our knowledge, you know by now that I am this same Elder Seer of my people whom you first saw with your friend on Vancouver Island in 2003, who appeared to you through your window last year and came walking on your roof, and it is also me who came to meet you on the island last spring, when we established contact and started communicating. I called you and came to meet you because our soul had seen yours was ready to be an ambassador. The reason I was the one appointed is because I have worked in interspecies peaceful communications with your human people since many of your generations. We supported energetically the brave souls who defended our giant trees in the old growth wilderness of Clayoquot, where I sat close with you. I care about all life and dearly about you, As I am not only your elder brother, but your distant ancestor. It is my mission to protect all life and to watch over my siblings, educating you in helping the earth. As I told you, we do not use syllables or words to identify ourselves among ourselves, being able to recognize and know each other through telepathy. We understand the meaning of words, the thoughts and intentions they carry, but they seem to us like a longer and slower way to communicate than ours. But we may sometimes choose some sound to identify ourselves to your human people for their use. In the language that my father knew from your ancestors in Lemuria, where he lived with them, the name Kamu was gifted to me, meaning far-sighted, in the sense of reading wide through their soul and collective memory. I am aged over 10,000s of your years. Although few of our elders still live this long, I am one of our eldest elders. I can speak as we, on behalf of our soul, knowing it well. The other ones of my people you have met could also all provide you with a name of their own choice. You often see this tall brown one you met face to face in the far north happily join in our conversations. I organized for you two to meet soon after, telling him of your coming and making it easy for you to get that far. He has told you he likes the name Bolobolo since you taught him to sing a chant. He is a descent from my lineage, the last one in your Sasquatch ancestry, who conceived your hybrid ancestor. The one who appeared to you tonight is the same one you heard greeting you with calls when you left the lake where we had met days earlier. She is my long-time consort and your far-away ancestor as well. In the same language they call me Kamu, she is known as Wohola, or Grandmother of Loving Wisdom. You felt her ancient loving wisdom both times you met her, as a reassuring caring presence. We will not name here the other three of our people you met this year nor the ones you had met before. They are all close relatives, as our tribes are small and very ancient. No encounter happens randomly. There are others of your human people who have and will come forward with more of our messages. You can feel that the message we are asking you to transmit for us is coming to completion shortly. Many of your people are not ready yet to acknowledge our existence, even less to listen to our message. But the time is now, for your ancestral memories encoded in your DNA star seeds and in your soul, to reawaken and realign your consciousness with the cosmic order. Time left for words is very short. Chapter 48. There is one more story that we would like to share and will ask you to write, as it might be relevant for your people to remember it, although it started around 15 million years before your conception. At that time, after over 30 million years of existence and evolution, my Sasquatch people had helped secure solar system, pacify Mars and reconquer large part of the underworld from the lower lords. We had helped rebuild intergalactic outposts on Earth, assisting our elder brothers' hybrids, the ant people, the lizard people and the bird people, in the diverse tasks as watchers of this home planet. With them, we sat with our star elders in the Star Council, sharing our wisdom, power and knowledge. We were in good interspecies relations with them all, without interfering in their internal affairs. It was the highest level of intergalactic peaceful civilization ever reached on Earth, with many interdimensional travelers from several star systems, coming and going through the stargates or with starships, to take part in the Star Council, as Earth was a favorite example of interspecies civilization. What we told you before, we have heard from our star elders, but this is part of our soul memory. My Sasquatch people were already known then as the Forest People or Wild People, preferring to roam free in the pristine environments, than to mass up in cities where we only sent emissaries to council. The ant people lived mostly on the moon they had built or in parts of the underworld they reoccupied. With the lizard people, they had been appointed as the watchers of the underworld and of the skies. The bird people formed the majority of populations in the hundreds of intergalactic cities on Earth. They were appointed to watch over all life on the Earth's surface and within the breathable atmosphere. They watched over the stargates and the coming and going of souls, so they turned out to be the best known representatives of life on Earth in the Star Council, an archetype of intelligence on our planet. At that time, Some of the bird people became proud and considered themselves superior to other intelligent life forms. They pretended to be the most advanced species on Earth and wished to extend their mandate and become watchers of the whole solar system. They envied the ant people for having their moon and planned to build their own. Some 200 of their kingdoms confederated and petitioned the Star Council to make a second bigger moon. The Star Elders objected that a second moon could alter the balance on Earth, so the confederated bird people proposed a patrol moon for the Sunday. Since this huge mothership would go around the whole solar system, it would not pose any risk to Earth. The approval was granted for the purpose of creating a giant starship patrolling the solar system. Then, a dispute arose between the ant people and the bird people. The first had built their moon by using the material they dug out when burrowing their tunnels into the underworld domain. They did not accept to dig and mine the minerals needed by the bird people, who despised themselves the darkness of the underworld. The bird people's kings tried to force my people and others to mine for their moon. The conflict escalated as the new artificial moon was being constructed in our skies, growing bigger. The bird people kings finally found support from the Archon lower lords and joined with their armies. The Archons saw in this move, inspired by pride, an opportunity to rebuild their former moon Tiamat, destroyed in its crash. So they sped up the construction by providing metals, technology and workers. Thus was made the fourth moon of Earth, which became moon of the Sun, turning around it on a long thin ecliptic, an irregular orbit. It grew in size for millions of years. You know it mainly as Nibiru. Chapter 49. The bird people's kings who seceded from the Star Council to join with the Archon lower lords are known as the Anunnaki, Sky People Fallen, or Akshasa. From Watchers or Hakamim, they became Fallen Ones or Nephilim. They were exiled from Earth by the Star Council and went to live on their artificial planet Nibiru, abode of the gods. Their huge spacecraft travels all around the solar system and returns to its core over millennia. It has shielding systems and magnetic screens to make it invisible. To maintain itself, it has been draining resources from all planets it comes across, from water and food to minerals and metals, used to increase its size and keep its circuits running. Being restrained on Nibiru caused the Anunnaki to revolt. They sent warring parties through space to capture slaves and dig mines. Since their operations are stealth and hidden, they could hardly be intercepted and stopped by council. The Anunnaki have kept coming to Earth over the ages, even into human times, when they were often worshipped like gods, with the imposition of cults, through fear or force. They are those gods who demanded bloodshed and human sacrifice, required gold, taught to cast spells, lead masses into wars. They later established their dynasties over your people, putting their hybrid bloodlines as your rulers. They have infiltrated your species and societies, running most of your world, as agents of the Archons. They have likewise infiltrated the other hybrids from this home planet, controlling them in large part. The situation has not much evolved since, the lower lords having adopted a strategy of long infiltration. With the consentment of the victims, it makes it much more difficult to contain than an open invasion. This is not to make you afraid, but aware of the forces you are facing in your long spiritual evolution. The only way to face them and to provide a chance for evolution to continue on Earth is by opening your soul to higher levels of consciousness, learning empathy, compassion and spiritual understanding. Knowing that this body you incarnate is just a temporary vehicle for your soul and for the collective consciousness to evolve, takes away the fear of dying and gives its full purpose and meaning to living. The long story of the spiritual evolution on our Earth and in the Omniverse teaches that struggles and conflicts are part of the learning and growing process, and the contrary energies also have a purpose. We have grown up in our understanding through experience, including the wars with the lower powers. We learned from them what to avoid, how to be brave and faithful, confirming our own sacred mission. We know that the opposition of forces is part of evolution, making us grow stronger, clearer and wiser. Our soul will always be tested, as if we stand strong as spiritual warriors protecting the cosmic order, or if we lose track of our ancient starseed's memory, disconnect from our spiritual evolution purpose, get entrapped in materialistic frames, enslaved by the controllers destroying our world, life and souls. This is why we have transmitted these stories of long ago with you, for your people to remember and understand the long evolution of intelligence and spiritual consciousness on Earth, as one of the many stepping stones in our omniverse, for souls to travel through. Our star elders have watched on young species like ours since eons, seeing planets being born, grown, evolve or die, throughout the galaxies. We can offer our help, but we cannot interfere by force in your human affairs. We can lend you a hand if you agree to hold it. We can teach you our knowledge, if you are willing to learn. We can show you how to heal, but you must do the work yourselves. We can guide you along your process, but it is your walk and your responsibility to evolve in the right direction. We hope you hear our call in your soul. Chapter 50, Conclusion. So in the end, what does it matter to your human people if my Sasquatch people really exists or not? Why can't your controlled religions and limited science acknowledge the reality of our very existence? Is it because our presence proves that your scientific knowledge and spiritual understanding are wrong? Could it be that the recognition of my people's existence could free you from the enslaving paradigm? Knowing that my Sasquatch people does exist forces you to reconsider all your certainties and beliefs. Our very presence proves that you are not the only, nor the first form of intelligent life with spiritual consciousness on this home planet, even less so in the whole omniverse of which you are a tiny part. Our existence also confirms that your human people, like my Sasquatch people, were bioengineered by our star elders for a spiritual mission, as part of a greater evolutionary plan for soul consciousness. It is written and your and our DNA star seeds, and the existence of Sasquatch brings clear proofs of it. The understanding of who my people is lifts up your consciousness to higher levels of knowledge, with the realization that there are interdimensional beings who can live or shift into dimensions beyond your normal perceptions. But you can also learn to reconnect with those dimensions, existing yourself on different planes, within the same omniverse as we do, if you remember your own spiritual essence. We are not giant apes nor even related to them, as your cryptozoologists pretend, nor are we primitive hominids, nor even more related to them than to you, as some of your anthropologists tend to believe. Recognizing our true origin from the Star Elders and our spiritual wisdom, is the acceptance of yours. We are offering you your best opportunity to re-enter into interspecies peaceful, spiritual relations, and to realign with the cosmic order, to join back in our Star Elders Council, like your first ancestors did. Remember that your ancestors were your own souls, in previous incarnations, and that your first ancestors were those you can call older souls, for having learned through longer periods of evolution. In the first stages of your existence, your lifespan was as long as many of your present generations. As your elder brother, we have been watching over you since your conception and birth, through all the phases of your long spiritual evolution of the last 6 million years that you have mostly forgotten. It is part of the mission of my people, mission we have never forsaken, to help your people to reconnect with your higher soul, and with our Star Elders Council. Like them, we do not want to be worshipped, obeyed, nor prayed to, we only wish to be respected like we respect you, and loved like we love you. We wish to establish interspecies peaceful, spiritual, loving relations, and teach our younger brother. Need we to remind you that you were like us, created in Lemuria to be caretakers of all life on Earth? Unlike the elder brothers hybrids who preceded you, you were not gifted with the shells of the ant people, the scales of the lizard people, the feathers of the bird people, nor the hair of my own people. You were created without any natural protection from the elements and weathers of the earthly environments, precisely to remind you that your spiritual star seeds were implanted on this home planet. You were conceived to be vulnerable, depending on the protection of your star elders and brothers. This was to make you a sensitive species, with a greater empathy, compassion and sensibility for life. You were also created to be beautiful and attractive beings, to allow you to reproduce through love. This was meant to keep you connected with the soul spiritual evolution process through procreation. Your spiritual mission was to maintain the level of consciousness developed before you on Earth, and to improve it by